Last month, the industry-led Professional Trustee Standards Working Group published a set of new standards which all professional trustees will be expected to meet. The standards include governance skills, managing conflicts of interest, fitness and propriety, and ongoing professional development. There's also an associated accreditation framework, which is due to be launched later this year. So what do these new standards and accreditation process mean for schemes, and how will they help improve and provide assurance about the quality of professional trustees? I'm Sophia Imerson, Deputy Editor at Pensions Expert, and with me to discuss the standards is Rachel Croft, Director at Independent Trustee Services. Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
So firstly, from a professional trustee perspective, what do you think of the new standards and accreditation framework?
Well, generally, we welcome the new standards. It's almost strange that in an industry as important as professional trusteeship that no standards exist so far. We've been involved in helping to develop them through the Association of Professional Pension Trustees, and we welcome the conclusion and look forward to their development over future years so that they remain fit for purpose.
And what are your thoughts on the additional standards for professional trustees who chair or are the sole trustee on a board?
In the case of sole trustees, when a sponsoring employer decides that they will appoint a sole trustee to run their pension scheme, I think it's important that they have confidence in that firm to be able to replace a trustee board, to provide the same kind of mix of skills and expertise that a trustee board would have done, and to provide an appropriate service. So I think the standards get it pretty spot on, really, in terms of what they require of sole trustees.
And how does this all fit in with the wider regulatory focus on trustee standards over the last few years?
Well, I think it's an inevitable next step to things like the Pensions Regulator's 21st Century Trusteeship campaign. Because if you're looking to raise standards of governance across all pension schemes, then appointing a professional trustee can really be the icing on the cake, if you like. And therefore, it's inevitable that from the outside looking in, why would you not have standards for such an important role?
And as part of the accreditation process, trustees will need to demonstrate that they have the right soft skills to be a chair or another member of a trustee board. How important are these soft skills in your opinion?
Well, I always laugh a bit when they're called soft skills, because I actually think they're some of the most important and difficult skills to manage and to be able to demonstrate. Because the technical knowledge that you need to have to be a trustee of a pension scheme is set out in various places, and it's easy to identify and it's easy to be able to learn it if needed. But the behavioural skills so far haven't really been set out, and they're not necessarily things that you can learn quite so easily. So, for example, the ability to question and challenge in an appropriate way in order to make sure that, say, the advice that you're getting is appropriate and that the outcomes that you're seeking to achieve are the right ones for the scheme, or whether there's anything else that you should be doing or anything you should be doing differently, or any risks that you haven't yet understood and fully mitigated. Those are more important sometimes and actually more difficult to be able to demonstrate. I think with regards to the soft skills assessment, I think we're waiting with great eagerness to understand what the PMI is going to come up with, which will really give us a good assessment of those soft skills.
And how do you think the set of standards will help in terms of professional trustee selection and overall scheme governance?
Well, putting myself in the shoes of a sponsoring employer who wants to add a professional trustee to their existing trustee board, it must be quite a difficult job. It's unlikely they'd have previous experience of selecting that particular role. And what I think the standards will give them a framework to be able to compare and contrast the skills and experience and abilities that the candidates in front of them can demonstrate. So I think it should be quite helpful to them. And in terms of overall scheme governance, I think it's actually setting out what the role involves in a very helpful way, so that professional trustees themselves and their co-trustees on trustee boards can assess their performance and provide feedback.
70% of pensions professionals believe that lay trustees will no longer have a place on pension scheme boards in 10 years' time. This is according to a recent survey from RSM, the audit, tax and consulting firm. So while these new standards apply to professional trustees, do you think that this kind of increasing focus on professionalisation and rising workloads and pressure could lead to the extinction of the lay trustee?
Well, I'm not surprised by the findings of the survey, and it's certainly the case for many schemes that it's becoming more and more difficult to find both member-nominated and employer-appointed trustees who are in a position to do the role. Will it cause the extinction of the lay trustee? I don't think so. There are still a large number of highly committed individuals who do manage to find the time and who are committed to developing the knowledge they need and maintaining the knowledge they need to do the role. And I think a combination of lay trustees and a professional trustee often provides the ideal mix of skills and experience on a board to be able to make the best possible decisions.
Thanks, Rachel. For more on the new standards, please visit pensions-expert.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.